And we will now have our final Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series press conference of the day with Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 PPG Ford for Team Penske. We'll open the floor up for questions. We'll start here with Justin and work our way around.
Ryan Blaney, Justin Schuler with Speedway Media. First off, how's being an uncle treating you?
Yeah, really well. I got a video this morning. He's laughing for the first time, so that was pretty cool. So that's been good. Yeah, he's just over 2 months now, so that part's pretty cool. Really happy for Emma and Kale, and I can't wait to see him again. But being the uncle is really cool. That's the first, you know, grandchild or nephew that's come into the family on our side. So that part is pretty cool to watch him grow up. He came to Daytona and he wasn't even a month old, so they started him off pretty young, and he's going to be growing up around it a lot. So it's been really, really fun.
All right, now getting to racing, you've led a lot of laps this year. Had a good run at Phoenix finally to capitalize on that good run through the other races. How is that going to carry over to the rest of these races, you feel?
Yeah, hopefully it just keeps going. I mean, it was finally nice to get a finish where we've been running all year. You know, we've run up towards the front at every racetrack this year, led laps, and the first three races, things have just happened towards the end of them, and our best finish before last week was like 23rd, and that really stunk because it didn't reflect where we've been running all year. So it was nice to finally have a good run at Phoenix, pretty good all day, and it was a shame we couldn't hold on to it at the end. Just two tires were not enough for 60 laps to go or 50 to go or whatever it was. So, but it was nice to finally run well, finish where we deserve, and hopefully that just keeps going. So we'll see.
Questions for Ryan Blaney? Raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. Questions for Ryan Blaney? We'll go to Dustin and then to Bob.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. The pit road speed up for qualifying, how does that alter, change anything? And I don't think this is going to be exactly like Vegas, but how maddening can it be?
Yeah, that'll be different, this pit road speed deal. You won't be able to, haul butt off pit road if you're kind of way in the back. You know, you're going to get penalized. So you're going to have to time it a little bit better. I think it'll be pretty close to Vegas. I mean, you saw practice today, and there were cars really close to each other. Other cars kind of spaced out a little bit, and everyone was kind of getting a gauge of how far back you can be to try to get a run at somebody. And especially a huge 2 mile racetrack like this, you're going to be able to have a lot of time kind of drafting up to the car in front of you. So you just have to see, not a lot of cars there was only a handful of cars wide open the whole lap, so it's different than Vegas as far as that goes. Some cars were having to lift over in 3 and 4. So we'll see, but I feel like it'll be similar to there, but we might not be as close to each other, but you want to try to get a draft off of somebody to kind of help you along.
So on pit road, because there's the pit road speeding, is it now everybody's jockeying for position to be in that last zone? So as you sit there, then you can fire off, and that becomes the key point.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. We're really only allowed two lines on pit road, two lanes. And if everyone's, there's only going to be two, maybe three cars in that last zone, everyone's going to be out of that. But I still think if you're in like the last two or three zones, you're not going to get up to speed in time to speed in a section maybe. I think it'll be, you'll have to be careful, if it comes down to the end of the session and everyone starts to go off pit road hard, if you're kind of way in the back and you're, five sections from the end and trying to keep up with everybody, you might speed. So you're going to have to be conscious of that. But we'll see how it plays out. But I think it was the right thing to do. You can't just have cars hauling the mail down pit road because that can cause a wreck. You almost saw a wreck at Vegas at the end of that one with cars coming from the back and really flying through there. But we'll see. So it plays out.
Go to Bob and then to Kathy.
Hello, Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Next week, Martinsville. Obviously, a lot of chatter after that race back in October. Have the rules changed there at all for the final laps after what we saw last October?
The rules? No, that's just racing. I mean, that deal last year in the fall, obviously there was mixed views about it, and I didn't really have an opinion about it. I wasn't a part of it, I don't really have a stern opinion about it. To me, it was just racing, and obviously you're going to have two sides of the story no matter whose side you're on. I can see, you know, the 22 side of the story, and I can see the 78 why he was mad. So it just kind of goes both ways, whatever spot you're in. But I think those rules, yeah, you're going to be more aggressive towards the end of races no matter what it is, whether you lay the bumper to somebody, you race more aggressively. That kind of, I think, applies at any racetrack, and it just comes into play at Martinsville because you're so close together and it's a heavy braking track. So, yeah, you might not do that at lap 100, you know, move someone out of the way that hard. But at the end of the race, you got to do what you got to do to win the race. So, like I said, the opinions change on whoever side you're on for whoever either you're a fan of or what team you work for. So that it just kind of, you know, no one's ever going to agree on something. There are always going to be mixed opinions, and that's just the way it is. So.
Kathy?
Kathy Brown, painting outside the box. When Kyle Larson was in here, I kind of asked him about how the wind was playing out in first practice. And he said he was doing single car runs, so it really wasn't a factor. And then when Kyle Busch came in, he said that it kind of, you know, alerted him when he was coming, you know, into three, you know, and into four, coming down the start finish line. How do you think the wind and the drafting and everything is going to play a factor when you guys go out to qualify?
Yeah, if it keeps up like this, it'll play a big factor. I can't remember it ever being this windy here. It's always kind of been a little bit, but not bad. And this kind of reminds me of, like, Vegas. Vegas can get pretty windy, like, into three. It always blows down the back straightaway into three. And here it's kind of been moving around. It almost blows from, like, turn two to turn four. And you can feel it. But sometimes, like, I had a run where I didn't feel it, and the next run I did. And, like, it's just gusting, and it's hard to predict. I got asked earlier, can you set your car up to change that? I'm like, no, you just kind of have to deal with it, and hopefully it just doesn't hit you. The worst part it can hit you is in the left side door. It just kind of shoots you up the racetrack. So, and when it's blowing from two to four, like when you're coming off of four, it can really hit you and send you up the racetrack. So it'll play a factor. It just kind of depends on when it blows hard and if you're out there and it hits you at the wrong time. But, yeah, between the wind today, drafting, it'll be interesting. It's been windy here. I don't know. I think it's supposed to keep up. I don't know if there's a big front coming in or what, but you can feel it for sure.
Additional questions for Ryan Blaney. We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Can you put into perspective from your viewpoint of what Kyle Busch has been able to do with beyond the precipice of 200 career wins? Obviously, you'll probably never get that opportunity just because of the rules, the way they are written now, unless things change, but just kind of your viewpoint of.
That's impressive. I mean, what he's able to do in any series, I mean, you watch him week in and week out, Trucks Xfinity Cup Series. I mean, he's one of the best drivers. That's why he wins so much. And I was a big fan, still am, fan of him growing up. You know, he's not, what's he, 33? And I watched him when I was growing up. And, no, he was dominating races then and still is. And I feel like he's just getting better as years go on. You know, I hear a lot of people giving grief of like, oh, he's just mainly one in the Xfinity and trucks. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, he's deserving of it. And I don't know what his win percentage is in those two series, but it's very high. And, you know, it's pretty spectacular. It almost makes me mad how good he is. And, you know, I as a competitor, I don't like seeing him win. And, frustrates me how he's able to find a way to be better than everybody else, you know, a lot of weekends. But he does it right. He's very smart and knowing what his car needs. You see him a lot get so much better throughout the race. He knows what he needs as the race progresses, and that's a hard thing to do. And he's figured it out, him and Adam Stevens. And it's really impressive. You have to admire it. Even though I'm jealous of it, you have to admire it. And, you know, yeah, he's definitely up there with one of the greats for sure as race car drivers that'll go down in history. So it's pretty neat to watch him do it, even though I like to be in the same spot.
You finished second to him five times in your career. Were there any of those races that you recall offhand that?
Yeah, Indianapolis 2015 in the Xfinity cars. Passed him on a restart. I led the last, I think it was 23 to go. I led the last 22 and a half laps. And it was my mistake how he beat me. But yeah, that one always, I always think about. But, yeah, second five times to him. I didn't know that. That pisses me off even more. Appreciate it. Oh, 18 times. Well, at least we're not up there yet. But, yeah, no, you got to appreciate what he's done. It's pretty spectacular.
Come on, from the Joe.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Good. Yeah, you know, so how it kind of works during the week is like, all right, her crew chief and two engineers and myself, we at least get on a call or meet and kind of go over a game plan of what, you know, the strategy is for the weekend, kind of like practice schedule and things like that, and what we're going to work on as far as changes. They already kind of have a list of changes they want to try throughout the race weekend that either we know work or things that they just want to kind of experiment with, especially experiment now because of this new package and things like that. So as far as like the, you know, shocks and springs and wedge and track bar heights and things like that, you know, that's mainly the crew chief and engineers just because that's their job. My main input is just how the car is driving and if something worked here in the past, maybe we could go that direction. So it's all kind of a group effort, but as far as kind of the basic setups and things like that and how they want to unload, that's between those three people. That's, but you know, when we get to the track and I'm telling them what the car is doing, that's 100%, you know, them listening to me. And then we all kind of brainstorm of what we can do to kind of what changes we should make. So, yeah, that, the midweek stuff of setting the car up, that's those three people. That's a very important time for them.
Yeah. We'll go to Chase and then to Justin.
Chase Willem, NASCAR.com. Ryan, you mentioned about Kyle Busch being one of the – he will go down as one of the greatest ever. Mm-hmm. Do you – when we talk about the GOATs of the sport, do you think it's fair to only focus on championships? Like Kyle only has one championship, but he's about to win 200 races, obviously, eventually. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's fair to only focus on that, or should we broaden that perspective?
That debate kind of goes into all sports, doesn't it? I mean, you look at, you know, basketball and, you know, Jordan and LeBron and that big debate, and they go back to rings and stuff like that. And man, it's so hard to compare past and present. You know, just, you know, everyone tries to compare, you know, Jimmy or Kyle to you know, Dale Earnhardt or Richard Petty or and people like that. And you can't. You can't compare them just because it's a totally different era. You never know how one would do in a certain time period. That's a hard debate. And I think you just kind of look at the era that they're in and you kind of compare them to the drivers that they've been up against. And as far as like the championships, I think you got to look at both. I mean, you got to look at the championships, wins, what they've done for the sport. I think all those three kind of go into it. I saw a lot of people kind of comparing Jimmy and Kyle and, you know, the first 15 seasons or whatever. And you know, Jimmy's won more championships and more races in his first 15 seasons or whatever. But I feel like they're, you know, I don't think – is Jimmy light years ahead of Kyle? No, I think they're pretty even as far as amazing race car drivers. But, yeah, I think you got to look at the whole thing. You can't just look at championships, I feel like. That part's kind of hard to do, especially because the championship format has changed and things like that. That's just hard comparing people, especially past and present, things like that. Just got to look at overall things. And it's a good thing I'm not on, you know, selection committee or things like that, because that's a tough job comparing great drivers or crew chiefs or owners, whoever's been in the sport.
We'll finish here with Justin.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully here. I mean, I don't really have ones circled, you know, of like, I want to win here. Just try to win whenever you can. It's so hard to do. And, try to get one this weekend. I think our cars have been fast enough to do it. It's just a matter of kind of putting a whole race together. But, as far as like favorite racetracks and races that I adore, you know, like the Bristol Night Race is a favorite of mine. But, you know, I don't have that circled of like, I want to win this one. Like, I want to win every one. So we'll just see if we can start here and then keep going. So,
well, Ryan, thanks for joining us today. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it. Thanks.